Prime Riverview Farm and Garden. It's the Brad Chappell Show along with head football coach Brad Chappell. This is Chad Upton. Visca last night moving to 4-0 on the regular season after getting the win out in Hayesville. Again, pretty good place to be, coach, when you look and see where things are this morning. I had a little bit of adversity from time to time, and we'll talk, I'm sure, a bit about that. But did a great job again, and you know, at the end of the day, being 4-0 is a really good, like I said, place to be right now.
It is, you know, just excited for our kids. You know, a lot of work obviously is going into getting to this point of the year, and you know, through the non-conference slate, you know, had some really good games during this four-game streak. You know, four games in a row that we've played. Just you know, again, just excited for our kids because it's. You know, it can be a daunting task sometimes when you're going through a schedule where you got, you know, some teams from different states, mm-hmm. you know, that we're not familiar with, haven't seen a lot of film on, obviously the travel last night. You know, you try to throw in a different mixture of things if you can in that non-conference slate, and certainly a good football team we played last night, really solid. That was the one thing I talked about to the kids all week, and even in kind of preview in Hayesville, you know, when we looked at them, just a solid team. Thought they were really good in the trenches last night. Obviously, Coach McClure's son, number 20, was a really good player. Mm-hmm. He was all over the field last night, offense and defense. And, you know, just glad to be able to get a win and come out relatively healthy and move on to conference play.
So, in talking about that, you know, from the offensive perspective, looked to me like they, you know, their offense is a little bit of a throwback offense. You know, they set up real low, you know, behind their center. There's a little bit of misdirection of all. We've saw a couple reverses that they threw in there. But as you mentioned, you know, their bread and butter was trying to run the football. They tried it out on the outside some too, but the bread and butter there for them was to run the football. And again, a little bit of throwback in terms of the way they did that.
It was, you know, it's that conference is, known for some of that type of stuff. Obviously, you look at what they were doing, you see, you know, Murphy-esque type offense. Mm-hmm. You know, you got some wing tee stuff with some buck and fullback trap, stuff like that. Obviously, you talk about Swain and Robbinsville, you get a little bit more Veer. But mm-hmm. for all of those teams, and Andrews now too, mm-hmm. but for all of those teams you're talking about, it's all downhill yeah. and, you know, running the ball, controlling the clock type stuff. And, you know, that's why it's always good to try to pick up a game in that conference if we can, just because of the physicality. It's good to see that. It's good to see that, you know, kind of mentality from other team. And, like I said, just a great atmosphere last night, great place to play a game, you know, beautiful facility. You know, just glad to be able to get out of there with a win and get back home last night.
A lot of our people, I'm sure, as my parents did, just stayed put out there overnight. Again, I'm sure a lot of them are listening to us right now, you know, from out there. But going back to that, you know, the differences as far as I'm concerned, you know, and just, you know, looking at the stat sheet this morning, it seems to me that from the perspective of, you know where we finished out, you know, a lot further ahead in terms of the offensive stats. The biggest thing that I saw just looking this morning statistically, you know, we were able to get them in some third and longs a little bit, and they were not able to convert those. I think they were 0-for on those third and longs. So, again, when you just sort of run the football and you're not as, you know, efficient in throwing the football, it does ultimately end up limiting you a little bit if you're not able to exert yourself in what you want to do. And I'm talking about Hayesville. When you're not able to exert exactly what it is that you want to do, your options become a little bit limited, and we took some of that away from them.
Yeah, we did. You know, I thought, you look at the stats, I think they had 7 yards passing.
Yeah.
Obviously, they attempted a couple more, had one interception, you know, on the batted ball that we had. You know, defensively thought we played good, 148 yards offense. We gave up, so we still kept the team under 200 yards. They only had 10 first downs. We had a fumble recovery in there as well. And, you know, we got points off of both of those,
yep.
Interception and that fumble recovery. So it's always good to see, you know, your offense come back on the field as well when you get a turnover like that and be able to get points on the board. You know, on the flip side for us, for the offense, we had 265 yards of offense, 13 first downs. You know, obviously 5 touchdowns last night. But the one thing that, you know, I went back and looked at the drive chart, the one thing that you know, I really wanted to look at is how the drives finished. And I noticed last night that each time we had a penalty within the drive, those were the downs we punted.
Mm.
So self-inflicted, you know, on our part. I think there was only one drive where we had a penalty that we actually went on in and scored. But, you know, those are things that you kind of look at, and how can we help ourselves? Where did we hurt ourselves type stuff? And, you know, we had some situations where we got a couple of penalties maybe on a drive and set us back farther and weren't able to get out of the hole. So, you know, things certainly we've got to clean up and do better at.
When you go back and look at that and compare, because there's going to be, you know, plenty of comparisons between this week and last week, what's the biggest thing that stands out in your mind in terms of the progression that we had against, you know, some similarities between these two teams?
You know, and we talked about this last night, and I talked to the team about it. It was not, you know, and I had mentioned this before, it wasn't as clean as a game last night. I've seen us be really clean, you know, the last few weeks where, you know, the special teams have done a really good
right.
job in the offense and the defense, and we just weren't as clean. Now, in saying that, you're not going to always be that way. You know, I thought we'd been playing, you know, at a pretty high level the last couple of weeks, and, you know, you're kind of due sometimes to not do that. Obviously, you want to do it in a game that's you're not so tied in, and, you know, chance of losing, and certainly not a conference game. But, you know, sometimes you've got to face adversity that may not happen just, you know, on the field, you know, things of that nature. And it's always good for your kids to be challenged and to see how they will respond, you know, to some of that adversity. So that was good to see last night, our team kind of respond when we had some adversity. You know, brought the team together and kind of calmed everybody down, and, you know, we can control what we can control, and that's us. And, you know, we have to get our composure back, you know, in check, including myself, and I thought we did a good job with that, and I thought our kids responded.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show, WPTL.
Thank you for calling Insurance. Your estimated wait time is 45 minutes.
Are you tired of being just another number for these big insurance companies? Then reach out to Canton Insurance, a locally owned insurance company that will give you peace of mind for all your insurance needs. Why have strangers handle what's most important to you when you can have people from your own community looking out for you? At Canton Insurance, your family. Stop in at 97 Pisgah Drive in Canton or call 648-6550. Traditions abound in Haywood County. One local tradition that started in 1965 is your hometown Pisgah Barbershop, offering men's and boys' haircuts and straight razor shaves. Barber Ken Warren will keep you looking your best. Walk-ins and appointments are available. Pisgah Barbershop, 761 Champion Drive in Canton, a local tradition for 57 years. You won't be disappointed. You'll look good.
Looking for top-notch roofing and restoration services? Look no further than Pisgah Roofing and Restoration. They're your local experts in quality craftsmanship and competitive pricing. From re-roofs to roof repairs, siding, windows, solar energy, and guttering systems, we do it all with a passion for perfection. Serving Western North Carolina, Pisgah Roofing and Restorations is your trusted local partner. Contact us at 424-7112 for your roofing and restoration needs. Building strong roofs, building stronger communities. Pisgah Roofing and Restoration.
Back live this morning with the Brett Chappell Show, excuse me, again going 4-0 last night and beating a Hazel team ranked in the top 10 in 1A football. We talked about that a little bit in our pregame show last night. As you mentioned, you're talking about, you know, Andrews now, that, you know, we've seen that, you know, a revision in their program. Murphy's always going to be there. Robbinsville's always going to be there. Hazel really strong. Swain, of course, you know, and those guys sort of beat up on each other. But it really is sort of a different brand and a different style of football, and it really, you know, always has been for years and years. And going back to what you said, you know, going and finding teams that sort of play the game a little bit differently, doesn't that ultimately help to put you in better situations when you get down the road and even get into the playoffs?
Well, I think that the variety is good. I think being able to see that, and we do quite a bit of stuff within, you know, that conference, you know, from the, you know, 7-on-7s.
Yeah.
We had Swain and Cherokee this summer from the Lyman Challenge, which is a big deal for us in the summertime. We had Swain come over. We scrimmaged Robbinsville. We played Hayesville. So, you know, I've got a lot of respect for that conference. I'm always trying to, if we can include or get in a game or whatever it may be, some type of competition with them, I always try to do that, you know, because it is. It's just a different, you know, kind of throwback that you, you know, got a lot of relationships, you know, within that conference. And, again, just, you know, very well-respected conference. I think it's one of the best conferences in the state.
Sure.
I mean, you're talking about the teams you just mentioned are all probably within the top 15 in the state of North Carolina and at 1A. So there's a lot of, you know, a lot of success that comes out of there, and you know, glad to get our team over there and play. And again, great ball game last night. You know, we had some things that, you know, was kind of out of the norm for us, but that's part of it too.
I want to go back over it, you know, on the defensive side a little bit and speak to that. 30 yards I have in terms of tackle for loss yards. You know, for us last night, we had what I have again from stat broadcast, 2 sacks. You mentioned the 2 takeaways that we had that we were able to point points on the board afterward. Again, the biggest, most solid thing that I've seen as we go through the first 4 games, you know, is how solid we've been defensively. Continue to be really impressed with some, you know, individual play. Kenan comes back to mind again for, you know, his ability to close gaps and to make things happen one-on-one. Of course, we talked about Mahaffey a lot last week, another factor for us last night, but all 3 levels seem to be really shutting things down and creating opportunities for us.
It is, you know, and they do a really good job of, just like what you said, creating other opportunities. You know, we've had some scores off the defensive side already this year. Continue to be able to turn the ball over, you know, like they have, and, you know, putting us in a good situation offensively. And, you know, on the flip side of it, it's good to be able to come off of those, you know, situations and get points. I mean, that's the ultimate goal, you know, kind of working together as you go at it. I thought we had a really good week of preparation, you know, getting ready for the game. They were very similar in some of the stuff that they were doing offensively. So as we, you know, ran some scout teams against the defense, with the JVs, we were running essentially a lot of our own stuff.
Yeah.
May have been, you know, out of some different sets, but as far as what we were doing, it was, you know, a good week of practice, solid week of practice. So I felt like the preparation was really good going in. But again, you look at the game itself, and I think from the rushing aspect for Hayesville against our defense, and, you know, to be able to stop the rush on the defensive side for them, I thought they were really good in the trenches. I thought they played really good there. They were aggressive. They got after you. And I told the kids before we started, I said, listen, these guys are going to come out. They're going to try to smack you in the mouth, and they're going to see if you're going to stand back up and fight back, or if you're just going to sit there and take it. I said, that's just the mentality of this conference. And that's exactly what they did, you know, and they kept coming and kept coming, and you know, which I expected from them.
You had 3 or 4 guys for them, and we talked about this in our pregame, had 3 or 4 guys for them that were kind of the key factor. We talked about 20 last night's coach's kid, but you had 3 or 4 guys that you have to sort of prepare for a little bit differently, I would assume, you know, this week going into this one, because I had, you know, as we looked at their stats coming in, you know, you had 4 guys that were running the football effectively.
You know, Taylor, which is number 20, McClure, his size, mm-hmm. You know, obviously he's the bigger of the backs. Taylor's probably 6 foot or 6'1", he's about 220. I mean, he roams the middle really good as a Mike linebacker, and of course on the offensive side, a really good running mm-hmm. back. Hard to stop when he gets going downhill. You know, they were, I don't want to say they were methodical, but I mean, they had a plan about what they wanted to do and how they wanted to attack, and, you know, they stuck to that. That's what they've had success with so far. And, you know, again, it was good that our kids got that feel. You know, I feel like we probably got that the last 2 weeks, because I thought Hampton, you know, did a lot of the same things, you know, as far as how they were trying to attack us. So, you know, hopefully these things will help us as we move forward and get into conference play now.
And I haven't mentioned this yet, and certainly need to. I thought, and we thought, Titus was brilliant last night.
Had a really good game. Obviously, him and Sawyer were the players of the game, defense and offense. Thought he played really good, you know, out there on the edge at that end position. Caused a lot of issues for them. Had quite a few tackles for loss. Mm-hmm. I don't have the number in front of me. But again, he was making quite a few plays, you know, and that's what you like to see, especially your seniors. You know, you like to see them be able to get out there and to get after it and be able to showcase what they can do. And I thought last night was, you know, a good opportunity for Titus, and he took advantage of it.
Yeah, we've got him down with two of the tackles for loss. 19 solo tackles is what we had in stat broadcast. And again, we talked about this last week. I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 guys again that were in on tackles last night. So again, as it was last week, you got a lot of guys involved, and you know, you always, as you've mentioned, and I certainly understand, you always want the guys that are up front making the tackles instead of the ones in the secondary, and again, getting a lot of guys involved.
You know, that was a point of emphasis going into the season this year, is, you know, getting back to where we were at defensively before. You know, I thought we had so many issues that came up from injuries and personnel and all of those things. We just felt like that it needed to be a point of emphasis, you know, for our tackling defensively. And Coach Rogers and that staff have, you know, they've scheduled their practices around a lot of that, you know, through the weeks, especially here early in the season. And I think that shows on what you're, you know, on your stat broadcast that you're talking about, you know, the importance of that for us. And I think our staff's done a good job in preparing our kids and getting them ready for each Friday night, different opponents. You know, everybody's different on what they're trying to attack, and I thought they did a good job with getting them ready this week.
Before I forget about it, you've already alluded to this, mentioned it a little bit. In terms of injuries, saw a couple guys come off. Can you speak to you know, where things stand after last night?
I think we're okay. You know, we held a couple of starters out last night.
Right.
Obviously, we're hopeful to get them back this week. We'll see how the week progresses with some of that those injuries. I don't think we had anything last night, at least from what we saw, that, you know, is too concerning for us as far as not being able to play next week. We know we're going to have some bangs and some bruises and things like that, but I think for the most part we came out fairly healthy. Nobody was getting ice last night before they left, you know, after we got back late, but again, we'll check on everybody this weekend and then get back after it on Monday.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Cabinetry Center, located at 1207 Piscataway Drive in Canton, offers a complete line of flooring products, including pre-finished and unfinished hardwoods, both solid and engineered, along with 100% waterproof rigid core vinyl plank, sheet vinyl, carpet, as well as a full line of kitchen cabinet and bathroom vanity products. Looking to make improvements? Stop by today and let Jeff show you their great selection of flooring and cabinetry products at Hometown Hardware's Flooring and Cabinetry Center.
Are you looking for a new home? Board of Trade helps their customers to feel comfortable when purchasing a home, whether it is new or used, walking you step-by-step through the entire process from start to finish. On a budget, Board of Trade beats all competitors' prices and offers friendly service to their customers. Board of Trade, located at 2772 Asheville Highway, Canton. If you're looking to sell your mobile home, call Amy at 648-5371. Board of Trade proudly backs the Bears.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for over 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a summer tune-up. It's hot out, and the last thing you want is your air conditioner not working. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343.
Back again this morning, Brett Chappell shows the Coach 4-0 as we finish up non-conference play. Starts conference play next week. Got a home and home, so we'll be here against Smoky next week. Got the bye week in between to maybe get a little bit more healthy and have Franklin. So the preparation for, you know, that second part, I can't believe we're already here. We just started. It seems like it was just July, but we're already starting conference play next week against Smoky Mountain. Of course, they'll come with everything they've got.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game. I mean, it's you look at the series last year. I think 43-40. Would have never thought there'd have been that many points scored in that game last year. came down to the very end. We've done that quite a few times in the last few years. I don't expect anything different. I mean, you're gonna have two football teams that's gonna be well prepared, getting after each other. TV game this week, so it's going to add a little bit more.
7 o'clock start.
7 o'clock start, so that's going to be a little bit of a change. But, as far as the preparation and stuff in the week, I mean, obviously we'll keep the same routine and, do our coaches' meetings and, get our film and go through everything and set the week of practice and get ready to play on Thursday and Friday night and get the JVs back in action. Unfortunately, we lost the game this past Thursday because of the weather. It was a kind of a doubleheader game anyway, so it was the throwback game. But I hate that we missed, didn't get the opportunity to play. Obviously, Franklin had made the trip over, and we got to warm up twice, and that was about as far as we got with the game. But
did you get to make that decision, or as far as the lightning? Obviously, we had the lightning delay, and just kind of hung around. I watched that storm just kind of hang around.
Well, we had met as the coaches, and obviously the administration. It was on site, and. We kind of had a time earmarked of when we didn't want to go past because of it. You start a game so late, you're going to finish late, get kids home late. Is there a chance that we may get started and have to stop again? And the thing that we kept seeing on the radar was it just kept building. It hung around, and the storm itself wasn't blowing through. Just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and we really didn't, even as the night went on and finished up, we really didn't have a whole lot of rain with it. We just had the lightning, and it just kept bouncing all around us. We ended up looking at about 8:30, 8:45, and we had even possibly talked about playing just a half, or maybe something like a running clock, just so we could get the kids out there. Franklin had only played two games. Yeah. We hadn't played in 2 weeks. We only had that as well. Two games. So we were trying to get it in, but Mother Nature just wouldn't work with us, so we ended up had to call it.
It seems to me there are more and more situations where, the JV games are tougher to get in. Are fewer teams running JV programs? I mean, is that what's going on?
Well, when we play the teams in Tennessee, they've got a freshman team and then a JV team, so you can't match up there. When you go into the Smoky Mountain Conference, and I believe it's the Western Highlands Conference, which has got Mitchell and Mountain Heritage and all them, they've got that 7th, 8th, and 9th grade JVs. So you can't play them either. So that's two conferences. If you happen to have a varsity opponent in that conference, you've lost a game. So you've got to go out searching. And, obviously teams like us in our division, at least on this side of 26, a lot of times we'll get a team out of the Smoky Mountain Conference or, Mountain Heritage or Mitchell or Madison or Owen or something like that. But you're without a JV game. Yeah. So, we were without two, obviously having the team from Tennessee and then obviously Hayesville. So we were able to pick up one, with Franklin. We weren't able to pick up the other one. So we were already one short game. So now we're just two short because we won't be able to make this up because the schedule doesn't allow us to. And we don't want to play a JV game on a Monday and then turn around and play on a Thursday.
Sure.
So this was kind of that throwout game. Because the first one wasn't going to count towards conference with Franklin. So we will pick up this week with Smokey and then go open again and then, I guess, have the five-game stretch right through there.
Yeah. Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTO.
Smathers Attorneys at Law are proud to sponsor the Brett Chappell Show. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers and Smathers, Attorneys at Law. Call 648-8240.
Are you ready to take your financial well-being to the peak of excellence? Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. Summit Personal Checking is a high-dividend checking account designed to elevate your financial goals to unprecedented heights. Prepare for a financial experience that combines exceptional benefits, competitive returns, and unparalleled convenience, all in one powerful account. Rates subject to change, restrictions apply. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by any of our local branches to learn more about this limited-time offer from your local credit union. At Mountain Credit Union, we're here for you because we're here with you.
Are you looking for a reliable, professional, and affordable electrician for your home or business? You can rely on Henson Electric. Henson Electric does it all, from residential to commercial to industrial. You can count on Cody Henson, a Pisgah graduate with 18 years' experience. Henson Electric will show up and get the job done right. Call 734-4598 for your next project. They offer emergency service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Henson Electric proudly backs the Bears.
Final segment this morning, Coach, again, Smoky Mountain, then the bye week, and then we'll come back and play Franklin. You still feel good about where that bye week is as far as the schedule?
You know, when you look at the number of games, it's right in the middle. Mm-hmm. I would like for it to be, you know, before you start a conference play. You know, they'd give you one more week, you know, to try to prepare, and of course one more week just to make sure you're as healthy as you can be. But as far as game, the number of games, it puts it right in the middle. So, you know, you can't complain too much. It's not like it's the last game of the season mm-hmm. or the first game. You know, in our conference, you look at it from records and schedules and all of those things, and you know, our conference has played some pretty tough teams on the front end.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to come in with kind of a mixed bag of records as we go into it, but, you know, those don't mean a whole lot right now. I mean, once you start conference play, it's all about how you move through that and seeding, and, you know, if you're able to get a playoff seed, all those things. So you're starting back over. I know you hear coaches say that a lot. You're 0-0 as you go into conference play, and you are. I mean, as far as what you're striving to do and be able to get in the playoffs and things like that. So you kind of hit that, you know, refresh button and start back over. Hopefully you've had a good non-conference slate and you've got some momentum going into the first conference game.
Do you get a chance to see, you know, the conference opponents much in the non-conference? You just so you're worried about and focused on, you know, the opponent that week. Do you get a chance to look at them? Probably not as much.
Not as much, but I mean, you can do as much as you want to. I mean, every staff's going to be different. You know, every staff's going to be. Some of them want to look at some of those, you know, conference opponents as they're coming through, especially if they've got a game with a common opponent, non-conference opponent. So if we played somebody that Smoky played and we had film on them, obviously we would, you know, be watching a little bit of Smoky too, or Franklin, or whoever that may be. We have not done that, you know, as a staff. We have pretty much just stayed week to week. We'll get film, you know, this weekend and start on Smoky and get their last two films. I think we'll get the Murphy game from last night, and then their previous opponent, you know, 2 weeks ago, get that game as well. I think it was T.C. Robertson.
Yeah.
So we'll have, you know, a little bit of common opponent with T.C. and, you know, maybe be able to see some things there that might be able to help us. And, of course, they'll get the two games with Hazel and Hampton. And, you know, sometimes you get more, you know, if you want to reach out there to friends or whatever, sure, and you want to try to pull more film, you know, you'll have some teams that'll have all your film.
Yeah.
Just depends on what you want to look for and, you know, in your preparation and stuff.
We'll be back on the air again next Saturday morning at 8 with the Brett Chappell Show. Again, we go back to a 6 o'clock airtime next week with the television game. We'll be on the air with the Black Bear Cafe preview at 6 o'clock, 6:30 game broadcast, and we'll kick off at 7 again next Friday. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Up. Until next week, so long, everybody.